Just starting off with, how long have you been on the board?
I've been on the board for 4 years.
A little bit about yourself, your background, and just some of that type of stuff that people would want to know.
My name is Alka Kanulkar, and I have we've been a resident of Keokuk for the past 13 years. We were in New York, Pennsylvania, prior to coming to Keokuk, and which is now our home. I'm married to Dr. Kiran Kanulkar, who is a physician at the Keokuk Area Hospital, and we have three beautiful daughters, and two of my older daughters have graduated from the Keokuk Community School District and are now currently in Chicago, and my youngest daughter, Priya Kanulkar, is a junior at Keokuk High School. I come a little bit about my background. I've had the privilege and of studying in three different countries, and I come to you with a diverse and background, global perspective, and so I've had the opportunity of studying in India, England, and the United States. I have completed my Master of Science in Communications, and also pursued a 2-year a degree at the SEC College here, and continued a K-12 certification from Iowa Wesleyan College, which is still in progress, and also did a leadership class last year with the Lee County group, and we were the first women's leadership team to complete that course.
You've served on the board for 4 years. Why do you want another 4 years on the board?
When I had the honor of serving the school board for the last 4 years, we were faced with a number of challenges. For example, the budget cuts, they were the climate for learning was not very conducive. We had other issues like the facilities were needed upgrades and there was needed renovation. Then there was the graduation rate was low. So all these factors, but I must say we worked as a board, came together as a team, worked many with dedication and hard work, we have accomplished many of our tasks that needed to be completed, but there are still quite a few that are still to be completed. And the present time, we have put some things in place, surely, but slowly but surely. But at the same time, there are so many things to be still completed. And there's a very positive climate and professional culture present in the schools now. And it's very exciting to be on the school board at this time for us to be able to expand and do many more things so that for us, it's the kids first, and anything that we can do to make their learning, to for each and every child to be successful and give them the excellence of education in their chosen fields, we would like to do that. And I would like to have another opportunity of serving on the school board for that reason.
You talked about some of the things that you've already done a lot, but you'd want the board is still looking at more things. What are some of the things that you would want to see done in the next few years? What should the board be working on?
First of all, let me start that the board itself we should work as a dedicated team committed to serving the needs of each and every child to achieve to the highest level in their chosen field. Also, we need to focus. There is the issue of declining enrollment. The graduation rate needs to be improved. Then we need to. We have started some new initiatives like the professional learning communities, and the RTI and the PBIS, which is all the new initiatives have created a very positive climate in our schools, and it is important for us to support our teachers. The teachers play a very important role in a child's education and helps the child to overcome all the barriers, and it is important for us as a board to support all the teachers and the students to give them the required resources and professional development opportunities to be successful in achieving and making the child, giving them the opportunities to be successful. So we as a board should support the teachers and the staff and the administration as much as possible.
Is the key to that having the resources? If they say, we need this, if we got this, we could do this. Is that the key for the board in helping and promoting what the teachers are doing?
I think it's important for us to definitely, we cannot directly manage what they are doing, but we are definitely there to support them, especially, for example, the professional learning communities. I've done the training myself, and I see a huge benefit making sure that we are implementing what is being introduced into the school system properly. And yes, I think we have to give them the resources and the autonomy as well. We cannot go there and micromanage things and say that this is the way it should be done, but definitely be a support to our staff, administration, and teachers in having that collaboration, that discussion, and inviting them to share their ideas and having that. As I mentioned, the collaboration and giving them the support.
What's the biggest challenge facing the Keokuk School District then in the next couple of years?
The one that immediately comes to mind, of course, is the declining enrollment and the graduation rate. We are on a watch list and the site visit is going to come. So we need to focus. But the important thing is we should not get distracted by just the numbers that we are seeing. Yes, we can, for example, start a task force that could look in, a committee that could look into the factors of the declining enrollment and issues like that. But at the same time, the initiatives that we have started, the new initiatives that we have started, we should focus our attention on making those successful. For example, the professional learning communities, where the focus is on student learning. And we have to provide the excellence and all the resources and tools for children to be successful. And that is the main focus. And once we focus on what we are doing and get that done properly, then I think the declining enrollment, the community and they will see that this is a great school. We are talking about excellence. We have to focus on making this an excellent school for studying. Iowa schools at one point was recognized as being the best schools in the country. And I can say that even Keokuk at some point also was recognized as being the best in the country. And I know, I believe that history will repeat itself. And I would like to see that we can believe that Keokuk can be on the top of our list of being one of the most, the best schools in the country as well. So with the positive climate and the professional culture and the initiatives that we have started, I think we are moving forward in that direction.
Are those initiatives the key also to reversing the open enrollment? Keokuk is at this point losing more students. Is that the key to also bringing in, having maybe where more students get to the point of open enrolling into Keokuk rather than leaving?
I truly and believe that that should and hope will happen in the near future. And I think, you know, you cannot force any person to say you have to come to our school district only. But yes, the initiatives will be, I think, avenue for making our school district where we need to be and will definitely help in bringing back the children that might have open enrolled. There's another thing that's happening recently is the virtual learning, online learning, where children are using online means of studying, doing their education at home. And that's another way we are losing having the open enrollment issue. So maybe in the near future, we can offer those those classes from our school district itself. So if a child wanted to open enroll and do virtual learning from our school district, that could be a possibility in the near future as well.
Anything else that you would want to bring up? We've covered a number of topics here. Any other topics that you would want to cover or anything else that you would want people to know?
I would definitely like the community to believe that we are with a new administration, with the positive culture and the new initiatives that we have implemented in our school. We will feel the pride, and we truly believe that Keokuk School District is moving forward. And I would just like the community also to give us the support as they have been doing all along, and to feel the sense of pride. Yes, we can do it together. It takes a village to raise a child. I think our community and our schools together, we can make our schools one of the most successful and the best schools in the not only in the country, but in the world.